بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في بيان كثرة طرق الخير. So the beginning of the chapter, that there are many ways and many things that we can do which are of righteousness and goodness. With the explanation that was given yesterday, further to that, and a reminder that a person must always be concerned, am I doing all the good that I'm supposed to do? Like, for example, to have an Islamic world ready as soon as a person has something to make a world about. That is, from the time a person becomes baligh at the age of 15, and if he has got anything that a world should be made about, or the shares, to how much must be distributed, that we don't have a choice. Allah has fixed that already for us. But like, for example, if we are owing any person money, a person should write it down. Anyone is owing us money, we should write it down. We have got any qadha namazas, we should write that down. So that must be in place. How many of us have got our Islamic world done? And we don't even ever think of it, we even die without making an Islamic world. And that is very, very important and necessary. So there are many other things in our lives which we are not doing, which we have to be doing. And it's necessary that we think about these matters and try and do all that what we have to be doing. On the other hand, we also should think there are the many wrong things in my life which are there, and I'm not even concerned of taking them out of my life. There are many big haram things also in my life. My eyes are not in control, my tongue is not in control, my anger is not in control, and I hardly think of correcting these things. I'm just passing my days in my life. We all have got children, the proper upbringing of our children, for the men also, the fathers, and for the mothers also. So there are many things which we are doing wrong in our lives, and we are not thinking of taking them out from our lives. So that is also very important, that a person thinks about all the wrong things, what they are. Then a person, if he will think and take out, how many of us are addicts of sports? And kuffar sports, a sheer waste of time. And supporting the kuffar, even in their sports we are supporting them. And that is for a mu'min and a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it can't be even thought about. Following their lifestyle, their fashion, etc. And fashion in our clothing, etc. also, fashion in our houses also. How they make their houses, we also want our houses to be like that. Our gardens to be like that. Everything we are copying them. So all those things have to go out of our lives. And then afterwards, after all the haram is gone out, all the unnecessary things which are permissible. But they also are unnecessary. That which comes in the category of la yani. That is unnecessary, which you can do without, where there is no benefit for you in doing those things or having those things. So we should think in my life, my clothing, etc., and my personal belonging, how many unnecessary things I've got which I don't need. We are giving our zakat, we are giving it in full, inshallah. But besides that, still, there are so many other things that I have in my possession which I don't need. So all this a person should get in order. To give an idea of this, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, when he got married, then his wife, he got married to a very, very rich woman from a very wealthy family. So the father had given her a lot of jewelry. And that time the Balkan Wars were taking place. That is, Russia was attacking Turkey at that time. And Turkey was not only a Muslim country, but it was the Khilafat-e-Islami, the Usmani Khilafat was there. So it was a very serious matter. So Maulana, after Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullahi encouraged him, his wife, that all this jewelry that you have, if you give it for this year, there is a great need. And he made effort in the whole of India that people should donate towards the Turkey, towards the Muslims, to defend themselves from the Russians at that time. So she gave all her jewelry. After a few days or so, she went and visited home. When she went, her parents saw, "Where's all your jewelry?" Her parents wanted her daughter to be wearing her jewelry. "No rings, no earrings. We have got no jewelry." She explained what happened. "And I gave it happily for this very worthy and important cause." They gave her again a huge amount of jewelry. They were so rich. Again, all valuable, made of gold and the valuable jewelry. When she came home, again her husband, Manana Natunatwi Rahmatullahi, saw she's got so much jewelry and love of dunya is very harmful for a person. Again, he encouraged her. And again, she gave all that jewelry also in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, all the things that we have, unnecessary, extra things, how many things, our bad habits, etc., we also must be concerned to take them out of our lives. How many of us, we might have so many extra blankets now in this winter, and while other people are suffering in the cold, those blankets are just sitting doing nothing. We should be giving it to the poor. How many of us, how many warm pairs of socks we have got extra? And we're not even wearing them. And there are so many people who are suffering in the cold who haven't got even one pair of socks. So we should consider all that. That is also part of our deen, to consider all that. So the haram things must be completely out of our lives. Then permissible things, we keep all those blankets, we keep all the shoes and socks. It is permissible. But we should try and think to do the best and get rid of all the unnecessary and extra things. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, min husni islami al-mar'i, or the beauty of a person's Islam, tarkahu ma la ya'nihi, to give up all the la yani, the fuzul, the unnecessary things. So if a person wants the beauty of Islam to come out in him, one is you just do make a thing, there isn't beauty in it. The basics of Islam are there, but the beauty of Islam isn't still there. To get that beauty of Islam, a person must now give up all those things which are unnecessary, which he can do without. The layani, the fuzul, whether it is in talking, a person should give up the extra unnecessary talking. How many of us are such that wherever we are, we have to give our comment? If we are on any social group also, anything that comes on that group, we cannot rest until we give our point of view also. Whether it's necessary, not necessary, beneficial, not beneficial, but we must make our point of view. And as it is very common, arguments between husband and wife, each one wants to have the last say. The wife also is only happy when she spoke the last and the husband couldn't answer her. And the husband is also only happy when he had the last say. And the wife could not answer her. Only then will they stop arguing. Otherwise, they keep on arguing till late at night. New points they will come and argue about one another. So all these unnecessary things which are so much in our lives, we should be giving them up also. And as it is also said that when a person wants to, for example, even amongst the ulama, a person who gives bayans also, and he gives very good bayans also. But why he gives bayan? To have a lot of following. People must follow me. And such people will not speak about haram things. They won't speak about akhirat, about qabr, about jahannam, because people don't like those subjects. And people then will not follow him. He'll only speak about the good things, about jannat, about what makes people happy. As it is said, that connection is that I call you Haji Sahab, you call me Mauli Sahab. In other words, we just praise one another. I don't tell you of any of your mistakes, and you mustn't tell me any of my mistakes. I must just tell you all the time, mashallah, you are doing so good, and all the wrong that I don't say. If you go to a doctor, and if you like that doctor who tells you, oh, everything perfect, nothing wrong with you, but you can't even walk straight, you can't even bend or anything, but he says everything, is that a good doctor? A doctor is he who will tell you what your faults are and what you must do to remedy them. Spirit, same way, a spiritual doctor, and alim, if he gives bayans also, not only to say those things which make the people happy, and they also feel, and he's patting their back all the time, mashallah, you people are very good Muslims, you are doing so much, even the things they are doing, hardly doing it properly, and not even doing it in full, and not even doing it properly, but mashallah, so much you are doing. And he just talks of the praising them all the time. That is not at all the correct way. And that can carry on in this dunya, but in the akhirat, when they will see that he knew our faults, and he did not tell us our faults. He did not remind us about the wrongs that we are doing. And then we will hate that person. Right from a terrible hatred we will have. He has landed us in Jahannam now. Because he did not tell us what we had to be doing. So therefore, we have to all check in our lives the wrong things also, which are totally haram. Then the permissible things which are not right in our lives, to eliminate them also. Only then will the beauty of Islam come into our lives. So that whole, and in fact, such people say that you must have a balanced approach in life. You mustn't be an extremist. And a balanced is, like the Quran Sharif, wherever it spoke about Jannah, it will speak about Jahannam also there. Wherever the Quran mentions Jahannam, it will mention Jannah also. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not only Bashir, the giver of glad tidings. His famous is Bashirun wa Nadhira. He warned also of all the wrong things. Where there is glad tidings of Jannah, there are great warnings of Jahannam also. Where there are great virtues of the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are great warnings in the disobedience also. So all that is a balanced approach. That both sides are seen to, not only one side. Our money, notes, coins, if it's only printed on one side, it won't be accepted by anyone. It has to be printed on both sides. So both things have to be there. So just to make the people happy, and we give bayan, just to let them hear what they like to hear. And we just speak, we don't speak about their faults at all. In fact, the wrongs they are doing, and in a subtle way, we even pet them on that for that. So that is not the correct way to go at all. So we should be very conscious and think of the wrongs in my life and how to get rid of them. As we should think of the right things which are not in my life, and I must still bring them into my life. Like that, the wrong things in my life and how to get rid of those wrong things. May Allah give us all the peace, inshallah. SubhanAllah.